Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. Glad you tuned in today, and a happy, what is it, Tuesday? Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. It felt like a Thursday. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope your week is off to a great start. So I want you to just picture this for a minute. Imagine this, if you will. You just finished working a 9 or 10 hour shift, and instead of coming straight home to a quiet house, you stop at a friend's house. You pick up your children, and you drive home. Two of them are fighting over an iPod. One is pulling on your arm because he needs help with his homework. Your mind is flooded with deciding what to make for dinner, which of the bills can be pushed off for one more week, concerns about your preteen son, and wondering why your car keeps making that strange grinding sound. What if it breaks down before the next paycheck? At the end of a long evening, you finally crawl into bed, alone, exhausted, feeling like the world is on your shoulders. Well, this is what happens on a daily basis for many, for so many single parents in our church and in our world, and particularly single moms. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is how we, as God's people, how the church can come alongside our single parents and minister to them. So as this program unfolds, I always have a question for you to think about, just to ponder as we get our conversation started. So here it is. If you're a single parent or you know someone who is, what would you say is the greatest challenge for single parents today? If you're a single parent or know someone who is, what would you say is the greatest challenge for single parents today? Well, my dear friend Carol Lund is back in studio with us. She was here last year to talk about the Dare to Dream conference for single moms, and it's amazing how this ministry evolved, which just shows you how close to God's heart it is, because it's just flourishing each year. And she's got some friends that I'm going to let her introduce as well. So let me tell you about my friend Carol Lund, and we'll get this conversation started. She's the director of Bridging the Gap Ministry and has been for over 12 years. Her heart is to empower women to live a deeper, strong faith in Jesus. She's been involved in leadership training across denominational lines, as equipping men and women to lead in their own communities. And that really actually scratches the surface of this woman's influence in the kingdom of God. And I respect her and love her dearly. So I'm always honored to spend time with her. Carol, welcome in studio.
Thank you, Susie.
And so good to have you. And we were initially going to have Pastor Tim Olson. He was in it last year as well.
Yes.
He's heading up the car care part of this ministry, but he's got a basement that's flooding, I think, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so we've got a couple friends who pinch-hitted really at the last minute. So great to have them. Brian and Ruth Bordley. Ruth is out in the green room praying, but Brian is in. Welcome. Glad you're here with us today.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And Julie Varnum, you're here today.
Hi.
Nice to have you. So, Carol, do you want to tell us
their
involvement?
Roles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian's role is actually he has been mentored. Am I correct to say that, Brian? By Pastor Tim Olson. And so he is leading the charge on the car care this year. And Brian, thank you for being available. And Julie is a single mom of four. And Julie is one of Bridging the Gap's advisors for the Single Mom Retreat, and she has a huge portfolio in this effort.
Mm. Well, good to have both of you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So we're going to be talking about an upcoming conference, but that's not what the whole show is about. We really want to just kind of have an awakening to the needs of single parents. And so if you are a single parent, in fact, you got to know this, Carol's coming in and she says everybody who calls in today will get a pair of tickets to the upcoming conference. And it's worth the trip in. If you're listening on one of our outlying stations, it's in the Twin Cities. It's on May 30th and 31st. So everybody who calls in gets a pair of tickets, all right? And on your mark, get set, go. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Now, the question I have for you is this. What's a common struggle that you may have as a single parent? Or maybe you love someone who's a single parent. What do you notice is just a need that they have? If you want to get on the air, let Grace know. If you just want the tickets, let her know that. Be patient, because last time the call screen basically filled up, because we know this is such a great need. So, again, if you want to get on the air, just tell us what's a common need. How the church can better encourage you or a single parent, 877-933-2484. Or if you want a pair of tickets and you got to make sure they get to good use for the upcoming Dare to Dream conference, And this is an amazing weekend event for single moms. They're going to be pampered. They're going to be loved. You're going to hear about it throughout the program. It's coming up May 30th and 31st, 877-933-2484. So, Carol, we love to start out our conversations talking scripture, and I'm wondering if there's either a life verse you'd like to share or a passage that God's just been speaking to you about these days.
Well, my life verse, it wasn't my life verse until 4 years ago, but it has become my life verse, and that is Philippians 3:21. And it is, God is doing, and I'm going to paraphrase here, God is doing exceedingly more than what we can possibly imagine according to the Spirit that is within us. And I believe this wholeheartedly, that He is doing that for these single moms as well. However, they're afraid to even dare to dream, to step out on that piece of scripture of faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you've had enough heartbreak or disappointment, it's almost easier to shut down than it is to hope.
It is.
Know? And so, you know, I've done these conferences with you, your women's conferences. Mm-hmm. And so you do a fall retreat, a spring retreat, and there's a number of other events that you're involved in. How
Correct.
Did the idea for a single mom's event actually even just come up for you?
You know, it came up, or it evolved about 4 years ago, and we had a single mom come to us, and she was just completely distraught. In fact, she was a pastor's wife, and it was just a desperate situation. And out of that, we met. There were four of us, and we prayed, and we just said, okay, God, there is a huge culture here that we're missing within our churches, but we're missing this culture in the world today as well. And so we met, we prayed, we talked, we cried, and we said, okay, God, what can we do? And out of that, we birthed the first conference. And we really thought that it would be really delightful if we got 50 single moms to attend. And we had over 200, and that was 3 years ago, or it will be 3 years ago. And then last year, there were over almost 500 in attendance. So we more than doubled our attendance. And so this year, we really don't know where we're going to go. But here's what we offered them. We offered them vision and hope and God's word, and that they could stand on that, and that He has an exciting journey for them.
And even a time to be pampered.
Yes.
You know, and the cost is $59. And for a single mom, that might seem, you know, astronomical. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're somebody who can provide a ticket. How would they do that if they wanted to help provide scholarships for others?
If they want to provide scholarships for others, all they have to do is call our office at 612-332-2400. Or email us at mnbtg.org.
mnbtg.org. That's a website.
That's
email through the website.
Email through the website.
Okay. All right. So 877-933-2484. If you want tickets to the event, mm-hmm. call us. If you want to get on the air, you can also get tickets. But I want to hear from you. What's a day in the life like for you as a single parent? Or maybe you know and love somebody and you watch them. What do you notice about that? And how can we as the church help? 877-933-2484. We've got Jill calling in from Champlain, Minnesota. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
Say, thank you so much for what you guys do in your ministry. It's just amazing. And I just have a quick comment as far as what it's like to be a single parent. I've actually been a single parent two different times with loss of two husbands, medically complex child, along with three other daughters. But time, you never have time for you. It's so limited. And, you know, you're busy. You're working full time. You're trying to mow the lawn. You're trying to pay bills. You're trying to work, you know, clean the house and keep up with meals. And, you know, the only time that you have for you is, you know, when everybody's tucked away into bed, and maybe you can sneak a few hours in the evening. Like, I'm talking like maybe a half hour, or get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to steal some time, just so that you have time. That's something that we just don't have as single parents.
Are you able to go to the conference, Jill, coming up?
Yes.
Good, good.
You're
going to get two tickets, and I'm so, so grateful. May 30th and 31st. And thank you for being one of our unsung heroes. Oh, so glad you tuned in today. And this really, Carol, you and I talked about this last time, that the single moms and dads are like the widows and orphans in our church because they're carrying this load on their shoulders, and we can so easily miss them.
Yes.
And we must see them. We must come alongside them. So what happens at a conference when they attend this conference? So they're going to have worship time. They're going to be encouraged. What are some of the other just kind of benefits of being there?
Some of the benefits are being there is they're exactly what she just said. She doesn't have time alone or time for herself. And so one of the things that we have encouraged, in fact, when we first offered this, many people said to us, well, you need to have a childcare. And we made a decision to never have childcare. The childcare can take place back in the local community or the local church. These moms need to get away and just be by themselves or with other moms, because we're going to be offering them pampering as far as nails and massages. We have a style show coming up, how to buy a complete outfit for less than $10, a gorgeous outfit. We're doing 3 makeovers. And the list kind of goes on and on and on. And there will be a Diva Boutique. And maybe, Julie, can you jump in and talk about that Diva Boutique for a minute?
Sure. The Diva Boutique is amazing because it's churches and companies all around the Twin Cities have donated gently used items or brand new items. And it's a time for the women to come in. I think they're all getting 5 Diva Boutique dollars. So they get to come in and get 5 items. That can be a purse, shoes. We have lingerie this year.
Brand new.
Which is amazing. I don't need to get started on that, but I mean, we don't ever do that. And, you know, I mean, anything, outfit. And it's just they can walk out that door and have a whole new outfit, and it's going to just make them feel better.
So wonderful. And let's talk for a moment. Actually, I'm going to take Jennifer's call real quick, because what we're doing here is we're giving away 2 tickets to everybody who calls in to the upcoming Dare to Dream Moms, Single Moms conference coming up May 30th, 31st. All right? 877-933-2484. And if you want to get on the air, I'd just love to know what a day in the life is like for you or how you feel like you need help as a single parent. Would love to hear it. Jennifer's calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. Jennifer, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. You asked, like, how it feels. You know, sometimes it feels like I heard the song by Beyonce, and the title of the song and what she's singing the song is Who Saves the Hero After She's Finished Saving the World. And to me, that song kind of hit home because that's how I feel. Like, after I finish taking my daughter to school and I finish bandaging up her knee and I finish grocery shopping and I pack the grocery, I buy the grocery, I cook the food, and I'm going to my sister's rescue, you know, at the end of the day, then who runs my bath water? Who rubs my back? Who, you know, turns down my bed? And you know, that person is not there to save me, you know? That's kind of how it feels as a single parent.
Bless your heart, Jennifer. We want you to come. Or do you think you'll be able to come to the conference?
I do.
I think you will be so glad you did. It'll be worth the trek in. You get a couple tickets, and bless you. May God just give you grace and mercy. Do you want to say anything, Carol, to Jennifer?
Jennifer, I'm proud of you, and thank you for being consistent and being persistent in your walk, in your daily walk.
Bless
you. We love you.
Yes, we do. 877-933-2484. Remember, everybody gets a couple tickets to the Dare to Dream of Single Moms retreat coming up. And let Grace know if you want to get on the air. And be patient, because a lot of calls are coming in. So how did the car care thing come about, Carol?
Well, the car care came about a young man's passion for single moms. And this young man, Tim Olson, is a pastor. But he recognized the need that was out there. And so from that very beginning, we just started, and we've had as many, I believe, as 45 mechanics in the past. And so it began, and we just saw a need being met. And a lot of times, single moms especially might not even know how to change the oil or
what their car even needs.
Or what their car even needs. Or are my tires really low, or are they really smooth? You know, those are just some of the things that are out there that are real life things. And so we're taking the car care
So that happens at the retreat,
at
right?
At the retreat, and we're taking it to a whole nother level. And Brian, maybe you could address that.
Well, when the cars come in, we'll just check them. You know, when the ladies get up there, then we'll check them in. And we have a group of volunteers, and we're going to check all the fluids and do light bulbs and, you know, just safety inspection things and make sure that these cars are safe for the ladies to drive. They'll get a list of what their needs are, and hopefully, you know, we can get some churches involved to step up and take care of that needs list for these cars.
And you've seen that. You've seen churches rise up and people get their cars fixed. So these women come, they've got their car there, they're getting pampered, and guys are looking at their cars to help them fix it up. That's just amazing. Love that.
And I think last year, one church, after the retreat or after the conference was over, they fixed 20 cars, I believe.
Wow.
And they were some major problems with those vehicles.
There was another shop, and I own a shop too, and just from Emmanuel, there was two mechanic shops that took care of, I couldn't tell you, countless cars.
It's just amazing. So it's really such a whole picture of what this precious, precious woman needs. So we really are just trying to create some awareness of what the single parent goes through. And specifically, we're targeting single moms today just because there is an upcoming Dare to Dream conference. And this is just amazing. I pray you get 800 women this time. And it comes up on May 30th and 31st. We'll have information on our Live the Promise show page. Everybody who calls in will get a pair of tickets. And we'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And last year when you were in studio, Carol, we had our friend Stephanie Kay, and she's a broadcast friend, and she used to host both the noon show and the morning show, also as a single mom of four kids with one special needs.
So awesome lady.
Yes, and we pulled some clips from when she was on just because she really articulates a day in the life. And so here's a clip when she's talking about a typical day in the life for a single mama. Let's hear. Talk about the life of a single mom.
Oh, man, where do I start? It depends on the season you're in, honestly. And I've been doing this for nearly 9 years now, and you've been on this journey with me for several. So you've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it depends on the day. You know, for parents who are primary custody holders of their kids, who have primary physical and legal custody, it starts sometimes in the middle of the night with a child who's got a bad dream or who doesn't sleep. In my case, a son who went for years without sleeping more than 2.5 to 3 hours at a time at night.
While you're working and having a job, trying to,
So oftentimes the day can start with little sleep, lack of sleep. So sometimes you're starting the day sleep deprived. You're responsible for as many meals as there are mouths to feed, including your own. And sometimes in the attempt to be on time and active in our day, we forget about ourselves and put ourselves last. So making sure everybody else is fed, dressed, ready to go, ready for whatever comes up. And then there's the juggling of the lives of children and being responsible for multiple lives, including your own. And that means being the CEO of a household, trying to juggle the bills, trying to manage the finances, trying to manage the income. Where's the income coming from now? How is it going to work? How long is this one going to last? A situation comes up, a child needs a medical, you know, has a medical emergency or needs braces or something like this that you didn't plan or save for because there wasn't planning or saving to be had. So it's always thinking. It's always you're always on. You're always on your toes. What's next? The temptation is to wonder when the next time the shoe will drop. And that's what we need to avoid at all costs, because if that's the case, we can easily get wrapped up into what now, what next. Yeah. It's
the shoes
overwhelming.
Dropping.
The shoes feel like they're dropping. My shoes are dropping. The kids' shoes are dropping, and we need new shoes. So where does the money come from for that? So it can be exhausting and overwhelming.
It absolutely can. As I, I've walked with you, some of the points that stand out to me, I remember one day you coming into work and just looking so tired. And you said, I just stood in my house and looked at all the things that needed to be fixed with tools. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do that. I remember that. I remember with your special needs son, your son with autism, saying he's becoming a man now, young man now, but I have to shower him and preserve his dignity, but I have to clean him up. And I would like his dad to be doing this, And then the other one that just makes me almost want to cry when I think about it, you did our morning show for so long. And the thing that called you out of that is you were like, I'm so used to putting my hand on my kids' heads and blessing them every morning. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving that up. And I mean, as a single mom, to walk away from a steady income because you want to bless your kids is almost overwhelming to me, you know?
And honestly, the thing that trumps my career choices, where the income is coming from, have been looking at those four faces and knowing I'm responsible for their destiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and God together. I'm not taking it all. I'm not going to take this all on. This is God's deal. But at the end of the day, I'll be the one to answer to when it comes to them looking back on life and where was mom's priority and who was sowing into their lives. That's me right now.
That was Stephanie Kay. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're honoring single moms. In fact, if you are able to get away or you have somebody that you love that's a single mom, May 30th and 31st, the Dare to Dream Conference coming up, retreat, single moms retreat. And Carol Lund is in studio with some friends. And everybody who calls in today will get two tickets for this very important retreat. You're going to be pampered. You're going to be loved. Your car is even going to get looked at, all right? And so we want to hear, what's a day in the life like for you as a single mom or single dad even? 877-933-2484. We've got Nancy calling in from Prescott, Wisconsin. Nancy, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you all for doing this today. You know, I heard you quickly talking about it, and I have a single mom in my small group, and I thought, oh, what a wonderful gift to give her. What an absolute. So thank you for doing this. Thank you for having this show on the air about it. I'm just so excited to be able to give the ticket to her and find another single mom in my church and come alongside them and let them do this. Because, see, we hear her prayer requests constantly in our small group of she's struggling, you know, and we do pray, and that's the first thing we should do and can do. But this is another opportunity for her to just go and have a day for herself. What a wonderful thing for you all to be doing. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you for being, you know, a missionary at heart, to keeping your heart open and hearing her, because it would be so easy to miss her. But you've heard her heart. And so to be so, to take that initiative to be there for her, Nancy, thank you. We just bless you for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And, you know, the call screen is lighting up again, Carol, which just this
it's exciting.
Is, yeah, and it's a topic that's easy to overlook, but, it, you know, I think you can reach out. If you're not a single parent, you can reach out and touch someone who is. And so such an important.
You know, we're not here to reach the entire world or even our entire state, but we are here to bring an awareness that this culture exists in all of our churches, in all of our communities, and for people to step up to the plate, because last year, less than 10 guests had ever been to Lake Geneva Christian Center. Less than 20 had ever been to a Bridging the Gap event. And what that said to me, they're falling between the cracks.
So you're saying most had never been there
before?
Never.
Wow. We're talking 20 people, 10 people.
Wow.
Out of almost 500.
That's amazing.
And they didn't even know that it was a campground. They didn't even know that it was a community center. Hmm. They just went because they picked up the brochure at a convenience store, at a thrift store, at a laundromat, you know, at a gas station.
Amazing. And, you know, Lake Geneva Christian Center, this is an amazing conference retreat place.
It's so
beautiful. And you do need to get away. And I know I'm not a single parent, but I just know the effort you have to go to care for your soul feel like a lot of work up front. But
huge.
The payback is huge. And I would imagine especially so for the single mom, like, oh, I have to get childcare. Oh, it's just easier to stay home.
Yes.
But you have to go get your cup filled. And so here's an opportunity. If you're listening and you are a single parent or you love someone who is, Carol is giving away a pair of tickets to everybody who calls the show. Remember, Grace has taken a lot of phone calls, so be patient. But if you want to get on the air, we want to hear from you. What is a day in the life like? Or maybe you love someone who's a single parent, and how do you pray for them? And what do you sense that they need? We just want to create an awareness around our single parents and really honor you today, really, for all that you carry. 877-933-2484. In fact, Joel called in. He's giving his two tickets to a woman he knows who came to Christ out of a Muslim background. Her husband died suddenly, recently of a heart attack. He's hoping these tickets will encourage her.
Awesome.
And I love that. Because,
really awesome.
Yes, because he's being aware of the needs around him. So glad you tuned in today. Well, I am Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And we are honoring single parents today. And especially, we've got a treat for you, single mom. We've got the upcoming Dare to Dream Inspire Single Moms Retreat coming up on May 30th and 31st. We love partnering with Carol. She puts on events like nobody else, and I mean that. I travel all around the country. Nobody puts on an event like Carol Lund. So if you're going to go, be prepared to be inspired. You're going to worship Stacy Hansen. Amazing worship leader. Loving the outcome. I just did an event with them about a month ago. They're phenomenal. You are going to have the time of your life. All right. So give us a call if you want a couple tickets. 877-933-2484. We'll be right back. What the years have been like for you. What are some wonderful ways that the church could come alongside? I still think valet parking, you know, would be great, you know, but what else?
Yeah, I think you're saying that because of the conversation we had, and I told you my little story once about that very thing. Well, for me, and again, this is going to hold true for many moms who have little ones or toddlers who are in between that carrying, being really heavy to carry and being able to walk, so in between phases. For me, it was two young boys, one with special needs, then a toddler and a baby that I was trying to get through a parking lot, and sometimes a big parking lot, and sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's snowing. But the additional little special thing I dealt with was the fact that my son, with his diagnosis, was a bolter. So he loved cars and loved parking lots and loved to run as fast as he could through the parking lot to see whichever car, you know, piqued his interest at that moment. So, you know, dealing with three kids hanging off my arms and shoulders and then watching one fly through the parking lot with cars coming and going was beyond frightening. So for me, what would have been in that instance really just a literal godsend would have been, if I could pull my car up, and if you can just keep an eye, if I can drop my kids off in the front door, just inside the front door, and you watch them for about 5 minutes while I go park my car and I'll run in as fast as I can, again, problem solved.
And I would even take it a step further, Steph. I would say you come in with your kids, they take your car and come find
you. Your faith is just a little bigger than mine in that. But I love that idea even better.
Yes.
I love that because then your kids aren't afraid of standing with a stranger for even 5 to 10 minutes. But I love that idea better. If it's possible, I can't tell you how much just little things like that make life and going to church easier or doable in some cases.
And, you know, that's Stephanie Kay. She's on the radio with us quite often. And one thing she said, Carol, is when she was trying to find a church in her community, she actually pulled up to the curb of a pretty large church and just poked her head out and said, "Is there anybody that could stand with my kids so I could park? I have a special needs child." And they said, "No, we don't have anything like that here." And so she left. And she's like, "I really wanted to go to that church, but I couldn't do it." And I'm thinking, as she said, just the little things to be mindful of what life is like for a single parent trying to carry the weight of this thing.
You know what, Susie? I often tell pastors and lead pastors that if they wanted to grow their church by a fourth or a third or a half, they should reach out into that avenue of compassion, just bringing those tools to the single moms within their entire community, because maybe they don't attend their church. But if the single moms in a particular town were, if they were aware that they offer these services of helps.
And they need the help.
And they
need
the help. And it's only for a season.
Mm-hmm.
We only have X amount of years to raise our kids.
Yeah.
So it's only for a season. But their churches would be full. Yes, would there be a lot of probably issues? But you know what? If you want to grow your church, we're going into Estonia in October to launch the first single mom's retreat there for the entire country of Estonia, because 80% of the women there, the families there, are single moms.
Wow. Well, you're just really speaking to a reality. And
a
so
reality.
There's
it's
just
the
this
real
is
world.
In our population.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also so sad is that, I mean, I talk to these single moms who, you know, you're single, you come upon singleness for so many different reasons. And
correct.
Yet so many of them say, you would think I had the A, the scarlet A on my sweater.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who cheated and left me all alone.
Mm-hmm.
If there was
absolutely.
Ever a time I needed not to be judged, but rather embraced, it's now. And yet there's still the stigma attached to that. And it's like, whatever. However they became single, they need the help.
They
right?
need the help.
And so I'm talking to Carol Lund and her good friends in studio because there's an upcoming retreat. It's called Dare to Dream Inspire Single Moms Retreat coming up May 30th and 31st. And it's only $59. But guess what? If you're listening today and you call in, you're going to get two tickets. So if you're single or you've got someone that you just love that you've heard about that needs has a need, give us a call right now. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And so I've got to find my little notes here. Sorry. Julie Varnum and Brian Bordley. Brian helps to head up the car care, which I just love that you do that. And Julie Varnum, and she's been on the committee for a few years and is a single mom herself. Brian, what would you say is just as a guy stepping in and engaging, you know what you're doing? My friend Sarah Groves always says this, that there's something so sacred about entering into a suffering that's not your own. And but you were raised in a single home, so you do understand the suffering, but you don't have to do this. Why do you do it?
I guess it's my obedience to God, really, is, you know, why I do it. There's no better reward than actually serving. And the single moms are such a great need. The shops.
And they're so grateful.
It's huge.
The shops rip the women off and, you know, scare them into repairs they can't afford or they don't need. And I just was sick of it and wanted to really help. And my wife and I have taken this on. And she's got a great heart. Her name is Ruth. And she ministers to these ladies at our shop. And we're doing our ministry work for our church, ladies. And, you know, we'd love to have other churches get involved and help their women as well, you know. But, yeah, that's ultimately why I do it is obedience, and I love being a servant, and it's about the Lord and building his kingdom.
It's so beautiful. And your wife, Ruth, such a treasured girl. She was single herself for, I think, 12 years.
Yeah.
And so you guys do have this passion. If there are people listening and that want mechanics who want to help, because what's been so neat is even last year, I know after hearing the program, different guys jumped in and said, I want to help. Mm-hmm. This is something I can do. How do they offer their services? How do they, you know, come in for this event? Or what do they do to help you out?
We will take as many volunteers that will sign up, and we need some, so they can
go
reach
us. Go to the website, or
they can actually reach myself or Ruth at 763-528-0046. That's the number to our shop, and we'll get them lined up right away to volunteer and tell them what they need to do.
And well, just in case you didn't get that, I'm wondering, could they go through the website?
Yeah, or they can go to info@mnbtg.org.
Info at MN, which is Minnesota, bridgingthegap.org.
Yep.
Info@mnbtg.org. And Mari called in. She wants to give a shout out to Emmanuel Christian Center for covering a huge portion of the cost of this retreat so she and many other singles can attend. And I know Emmanuel puts out, gives a great gift. Pastor Nate, led by Pastor Nate Roos, just very much cares
very
about
generous,
this population.
Very generous.
Love that. I love that. And so, Julie, you never planned, who does really plan to be a single parent? But to tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, my husband and I decided to adopt children, and we adopted 4 children from the foster care system. In that, my dream, thought was his dream as well, was to raise these children in a 2-parent Christian home, show them what a real family was. Didn't work out that way. And 7 years ago, I started raising them on my own. Mm. And so I raised these children. And, you know, when you were asking the question at the beginning, what is the biggest challenge for me? And my heart, my biggest challenge is that this is not what I think should be a normal home. So I'm raising my children in this home that isn't what I want them to think is normal. But that's probably my biggest challenge.
Wow. You know, I asked the question on Facebook, if you're a single parent or you know someone who is, what would you say is the greatest challenge facing single parents these days? And Boy, you're all heroes to me just because of what you carry. Carly says, when I was a single parent, the hardest thing to manage was just everyday life and unexpected needs of child care. And she says, at times a friend would come over and just lend a hand and a conversation helped the most. Also, to have someone I could trust, willing to watch my children while I worked or went to school. Diana says the biggest challenge is being the only parent in the home, not having the backup or the validation. So all the discipline is on yourself.
Absolutely.
Boy, it's amazing.
Totally.
Well, we've got one more short clip from Stephanie Kay. Again, she's a radio colleague, and she also is a single mom of four kids, and one has autism. And so she shares a little bit about how she handles some of the opinions of others, because there is that stigma. People say things that aren't always so helpful. And listen to Stephanie.
I mean, the way I see it these days is I feel very honored that God trusts me with these lives. That's a really big deal. And I'll tell you that moms already feel this kind of pang of, here I am, I'm alone with my kids. I'm alone in church with my kids. You know, how are people, what are people thinking? I'm noticing interesting looks, you know, and carrying somewhat of a judgment for being single. I wonder if people are wondering why.
Precast.
I wonder if people are wondering what happened. I wonder if, you know, and I've had people come up to me even when I was the MC of a conference and say things like, I understand you're single, but I'm going to pray that God, you know, bring you and your spouse back together because that's God's will for you. And, and you know, just placing things on you that don't belong to
that
you.
That don't belong, that you don't need to own.
Yeah. Mm.
And so we're talking about single parents, honoring you single parents today. And we've got a couple tickets for everybody who calls in to the Single Moms Retreat. So maybe you're not single, but you know someone who is. Carol Lund is in studio with her friends who are on her committee to pull off this retreat. And it started 3 years ago. They were hoping for 50. They got 200. Last year, they got almost 500. Let's believe for 800 this year. So
Amen.
Everybody who calls in.
Amen.
Yeah, if you want to get on the air and just share with us what a day in the life is like for you as a single parent. But you don't have to get on the air to get a pair of tickets. So just give us a call. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We've got Angel calling in from California, it sounds like. Angel, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hi, brother.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, sister.
How you doing?
I'm very well.
Suddenly he turned redder than his tattoo on his arm.
I just wanted to call in and say what a great job you guys are doing, and you will be blessed in the future, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank
and
you, sister.
Two tickets that they were going to give me, I would like for you and sister to find two women that you think wouldn't be able to make it and give it to them.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're a good sister, Angel.
Thank you. Wow.
He's red. It's very funny. He kind of came in looking like a tough guy, but not so much right now.
You know, Susie, Julie, what's a day in the life of Julie?
My life is pretty crazy. Like I said, I have four kids. I have one that has special needs, pretty severe special needs. They don't live with me anymore, but I'm still involved in her life. I mean, you know, I'm in school. I work. I'm going back
volunteer
to school.
Volunteer on the committee for the Single Moms Retreat?
I do. Mm. I do. That takes up quite a bit of time, especially this time around. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, with this committee, Satan is definitely there trying to break us down. And it's a hard couple months, but God is seeing us through. We were just talking about our miracles today and what God is doing in our lives and in the life of this retreat. It's exciting.
Very, very good. Carol, when you look back over the last few years, what are some of the testimonies you've heard from moms who, I mean, because I know just any kind of retreat, it is a fight to get there. I mean, the warfare beforehand for the committee, for the speaker, or for the attendee, enemy, as she is saying, hates us when we come together because he knows there's treasures to be had there. I can imagine it's compounded for the single mom.
It is compounded for the single moms. And, you know, the enemy hates unity. And we have launched every this retreat or conference, as well as others, across denominationally, across generationally, you know, across culturally. And the enemy hates unity. And so there is a battle. There is a war going on out there. But you know what? God is greater than it all. Mm-hmm. And greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And so I look back at different situations with different single moms, And one in particular, and in our journey, in our lives, in our family's life, and we have five adult children, I look back about 35 years ago, we were part of a single mom's life. And we put a stake in the ground when we came across this situation. And we looked at each other, we prayed, and we said, you know what? We're going to be part of the solution is what we really want to be a part of. And so we chose to be a part of this single mom's family, her and her three daughters, for over a year and a half. Mm. And for a year and a half, they were in our home every single day. And if she were sitting here today, this is what she would say. You know, you gave me a few things financially. You gave us some groceries. You gave us some very wise counsel. But she said, you know, she would say, more than anything else, you gave me hope to go on, and that hope to dream. And today, all three of her daughters are just doing amazing. She owns her own company. And, you know, she's remarried, but life is good. Mm. But had we listened to the negative stories about her, and had we not been willing to put that stake down and say, we want to make a difference, we want to be part of the solution in her life, things, I'm sure they would have been different.
Wow. And when you talk about the negative assessments, I mean, that's us at our worst, you know, when mm-hmm. we try to assess why someone mm-hmm. lands where they do, you know, we help. We mm-hmm. we be the hands and feet of Christ.
And that's what it's all about.
It really is. Yeah.
Being the hands and feet of Jesus.
And, you know, if you are a single parent and you're exhausted, God is with you. And I just pray that you can get a vision for what is possible if you just stay the course, have faith mm-hmm. and trust. In fact, while I was prepping for today's show, I stumbled upon this clip. Kevin Durant, he is this year's NBA MVP. So he's the most valuable player in the NBA, right? A basketball player, tall guy, clean cut, very articulate. And he's giving his acceptance speech. He was raised in a single parent home. Mm-hmm. And we pulled this off of YouTube. So thank you, YouTube, just giving proper credit here. But you got to hear this and I want you to hear it just because this guy is in this expensive suit, as I said, very articulate, an amazing athlete, so well spoken. And this is what life was like for him when he was young. He's thanking his mom.
I don't think you know what you did. You had my brother when you were 18 years old. 3 years later, I came out. We were stacked. The odds were stacked against us. Single parent with two boys by the time you were 21 years old. Everybody told us we weren't supposed to be here. We moved from apartment to apartment by ourselves. One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture, and we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it. And when something good happens to you, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to look back to what brought me here. And you wake me up in the middle of the night in the summer times, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We wasn't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street. Put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You're the real MVP.
Powerful stuff. And if you want to see that on YouTube, just search for Kevin Durant's acceptance speech of being MVP. But if you could see the video, his mom was so shocked and surprised that he was giving her that credit. She cried, and then she cried some more, and you'd see the waves, and then the applause came, and then it came some more, and it was just so powerful. And Carol, I just think that's so important to hear, especially for a single mom or dad listening today, because sometimes the days blur together, the deeds blur together, but God sees, you know, and these little things that this mama did made a difference and cast a vision for his life. And I think that's what you're trying to do with this event is cast a vision.
In fact,
the scripture that you have is Jeremiah 29:11 on your brochure for this event. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future. And we want them to have hope because he has a plan for a future for them.
He wants to take them to another level, and he wants them to more than survive, but to thrive. You know, Julie, why don't you talk about some of the breakouts? Because they're cutting edge, and we have 10 breakout sessions, actually.
Yeah, we have quite a few breakouts. We have three main sessions this year talking about forgiveness, which is huge for any single parent. Being redeemed, and then how to dream again, which is also just what our whole retreat is about. Our breakout sessions, enabling finances, parenting, challenging children, widows. We have something for widows this year. Domestic violence, dating and relationships, how to do it right, and generational single moms. These are all key topics that these women really struggle with.
Thank you.
And like awesome. I said, loving the outcome, I did this event with them a few weeks back, and she plays the drums. Have you seen this before? She's a little rock star, and he looks like a young Stephen Curtis Chapman. And they're the ones who sing this song, He Is With Us Always. And another favorite song of mine that they do, of theirs, that I love is King of My Heart. And it's like a battle cry. And so you're going to be inspired. You're going to be entertained. Stacey Hansen's worship. Although Stacey, is that her last name still?
Johnson.
She's amazing. And she'll be leading worship. So you will be pampered, but you'll also enter the presence of God. I still see calls coming in. And again, you've probably got about 4 minutes left to call. If you call during the show, you get a couple tickets to this year's event, Dare to Dream Inspire Single Moms Retreat, coming up May 30th and 31st. And as we were saying, it takes effort to get somewhere.
It does.
Make the effort. And really, truly, somebody will help you with childcare. And you've got two tickets. You can go with a friend, 877-933-2484. Talk more about your keynote speakers and why you chose them and what are they going to bring to the table.
I would love to. Lois Bright is one of our keynotes, and she is the first U.S.-appointed missionary to single moms. Hmm. And she has written a book. She is also an outstanding speaker, and she's going to be presenting on forgiveness on Friday evening. And her title is Live, Love, and Laugh, I believe. But then I know Lois, and Lois is doing it right, and she speaks all over the United States. Tara Tollefson is kind of the new kid on the block and very newly married, but I'm very excited about bringing Tara into the mix. She's from St. Cloud. She's a businesswoman. She was a diehard atheist raising her young son by herself.
Wow.
And God was the last thing that she wanted in her life. And one of her employees that worked for her company ended up building a relationship with her and ended up leading her to Jesus. And so Tara has been on a new journey. It's exciting because if anybody knows pain, anger, disappointment, it's Tara. And Lois is a mom of five, and four of which of her children are in the full-time ministry or the mission field.
Wow.
Powerful.
That's amazing. You're going to have a great time. And again, this is at Lake Geneva Christian Center. $59 to go. But I'm telling you, if you call now, you'll get a pair of tickets to go. And we're praying you get about 800. I'm thinking that's a good number, don't you?
We're going to double. We've been doubling.
All right. 877-933-2484. Maybe you want to comment, chime into the conversation. Please feel free, but don't feel like you have to. Grace has been busy all hour taking calls. That's so exciting. That means either you're single and you're grabbing hold of this help or you care about someone who is, and you're taking initiative to help them. And so we thank you for that. Also, we had one of our producers do a little homework for us and call around our network, Waterloo, Fargo, Sioux Falls, Madison, Duluth, Des Moines, Kansas City, right here in Minneapolis. And we found out some of the churches that have ministries to single moms. And so we're going to post that on the Live the Promise show page as well. So there is a church in your area ministering to single moms. Get involved and even start to serve. I'm so inspired that you serve. Here you're this busy single mom, but you're actually serving other single moms. What's that like for you? I mean, it must be healing on one hand. I know it costs you a lot, but it's got to be good for your soul too, huh?
You know, I have a heart for these women. You know, going through this myself and struggling with anger especially,
yeah.
I have such a heart for watching them being able to forgive and being able to raise their children in a godly home. You know, it's very lonely out there. And I've surrounded myself with a lot of friends. But that's what my dream is for these women, is to find other godly women that they can have a support system together.
And you know, Susie, when we started this 3 years ago, our whole premise was, okay, we want our churches to pick up the torch and build Bible studies, build book clubs, build this, build retreats, build seminars for single moms, and then integrate them. Don't isolate them. Integrate them into their fellowship or into their denomination. And it is happening. Because of the first retreat that we did, we've had many churches say, okay, we're going to go home and we're going to do this right. And they're rupturing.
Just amazing. When you think about just this whole valet parking idea, which was brilliant of me, wasn't it? I'm just kidding. It was actually Stephanie's idea. But I think it's amazing, especially like at a big church, you know, but even at a small church, you could say single parents come at
yes.
this time. Maybe it's 15 minutes before or whatever. And we're going to have valet at this or, you know, at a big church, door one, whatever, where you and single parents just know to go there. And you've got people taking your car, parking it and finding you. I just think that one thing will just revolutionize
Huge.
Their lives, because just that short distance from the parking lot to the church is enough to turn some away. You
but
know?
Revolutionize the church.
Mm-hmm.
In talking to especially rural pastors, lead pastors, if you want to grow your church, and I know I mentioned it earlier, but wouldn't that be amazing if there were valet?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for joining us and for what you're doing for the single parent population. Really appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And I love
Thank
your
you.
Sister, Angel. I'm just smitten. It's
that's
so a, sweet
that's
that she
Bruce's sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. How precious. Well, as we wrap up, Carol, will you pray for the event and that every person appointed to be there, every mom, that it gets there?
Father, this afternoon, we say thank you for these few minutes that we've had to just share our hearts. And really, Father, it's your vision. It's your vision for the widows and orphans of 2014. And so, Father, we pray for every single detail of this retreat that needs to come into place. We pray, Father, more than anything else right now for moms that are trying to decide if they can get away, if they can get child care. God, we just pray that you would make ways where there are no ways. And then, Father, I pray for volunteers. We need volunteers to just sign up and be a befriender. And so, Father, we give you this entire weekend. We plead your blood. We plead your favor. And we say thank you in Jesus' name for what you have accomplished. Amen.
So much for tuning in today. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. You can find a podcast of today's show up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Share it with a friend, especially a friend, a single mom who needs to get away. Well, you hear this every day. You're going to hear it again. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.